The Ukrainian parliament has elected a close ally of former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko as the country's interim president. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports that the vote came after legislators voted to oust President Viktor Yanukovych following clashes between anti-government protesters and security forces in recent days, in which at least 82 people died.
Ukraine's parliament agreed to make Oleksandr Turchynov the new interim president of this former Soviet nation. Turchynov, who headed Ukraine's state security service, is a close ally of former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, who was freed from prison on Saturday. His appointment was followed by an overwhelming vote to nationalize the extensive private Kiev residence of Viktor Yanukovych, who has refused to step down as president. In televised remarks, he calls the move a coup d'etat by a group of gangsters. He adds he refuses to resign, calling himself the legitimately elected president. Yanukovych says Ukraine is witnessing the return of the Nazis, the time when in the 1930s the Nazis came to power in Germany and Austria. It is the same time now. The rapid political changes came at a price. On Sunday, priests were praying with demonstrators as coffins were displaced in front of the crowd on Kiev's Independence Square. People gathered in front of makeshift shrines, mourning dozens of often young protesters who were shot dead in 2 days of gun battles last week. Earlier, a clearly emotional Tymoshenko told some 50,000 people that those who died for Ukraine's freedom will always be remembered. Heroes don't die. They're always with us, and they always will be our inspiration, she says, speaking from a wheelchair she needs due to a back injury. The crowd agrees, shouting, "Heroes, don't die." For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Buls, reporting.